The glitzy city of Cannes is easily the film festival capital of France, but it does have some competition just down the Riviera. La Ciotat has an even longer cinema history, but without all those movie stars and red carpets. Among other things, it boasts the world's oldest surviving movie theater. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley caught a film there and sent this report.
Audiences are enthusiastic when the lights go down at the Eden. This historic cinema house has been showing movies for the last 120 years, which makes it the world's oldest cinema still in operation. The Eden lies smack in the middle of the tiny town of La Ciotat and in front of the Mediterranean Sea. As the story goes, one half of La Ciotat met the other half on its velvet benches. Municipal employee Thierry Mabili says he's a pure product of the Eden. We sneak inside the cinema while a movie's playing so he can show me why.
Mes parents se sont donc connus le long de ce balcon que vous venez de voir.
It was right here on the second-floor balcony near that last pillar there that my mother met my father. The year was 1956, and the film playing was The Four White Feathers.
La Ciotat is also the setting for some of the very first moving pictures recorded by the pioneering Lumière brothers on their invention, the cinematograph. Building on advances of the day by other inventors such as Thomas Edison, the Lumière brothers patented their cinematograph, the first portable motion picture camera and projector.
My name is Gilles Trarieux Lumière, and Louis Lumière was my great-grandfather. C'est le hasard, hein, les frères Lumière.
Trarieux says the Lumière family built a large mansion in La Ciotat when the brothers' father, Antoine, a successful photographer from Lyon, visited and fell in love with the Mediterranean light and color. One of the very first moving pictures, Arrival of the Train in La Ciotat, is said to have astounded Parisians when they saw it in 1895. Great-grandson Trarieux Lumière.
That's the film of my grandmother coming on vacation. Louis Lumière took his camera, went on the platform, and filmed his daughter arriving on the train.
The Lumière brothers sent photographers carrying their cinematographs across the globe to record scenes of daily life. They were the first to project their films to audiences in rooms that became known as cinemas. The screenings generated widespread excitement around the new technology. During its heyday and before television, the Eden played to packed houses. By the 1990s, it had fallen into disrepair and closed. The cinema was nearly demolished. Jean-Louis Tixier led the committee that raised funds to save the Eden.
Le cinéma, il ne doit pas se regarder sur un écran.
Cinema should not be watched at home on a TV screen. Cinema is about people breathing and having emotions together. Cinema is a collective, human experience.
Today, the Eden's programming evokes the Lumière brothers' spirit of exploration and sharing. An enthusiastic Césaria Granier has come with her mother to watch a documentary about a young man who sails to France from the Bay of Bengal on a sailboat that is its own ecosystem. We don't usually see films like this, says the 12-year-old. It makes you realize with ideas and the will, you can do anything. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, La Ciotat.